Proclamation number 3739, dated the April 8th, 1946. Expediency of creations. God's will. Divine will is the foundation of all creation, and as it came forth from his hand it is good and serves its purpose. Hence his creations will remain unchanged until they have fulfilled their purpose in this for all eternity, as long as they serve the perfection of the spiritual substances. And one of his works of creation is the human being, whose external form came forth from the Creator's hand just as perfectly, so that his purpose of bringing the spiritual essence within himself to perfection can be fulfilled in every respect, but only on condition that the human being's free will subordinates itself to God's will. For God gave this creation freedom of existence so that it can determine its own fate, and therefore it is also able to act inexpediently, in opposition to God's will. A person's soul is intended to achieve the final goal on earth, and therefore it has to be able to manage its life independently from God's will, independently from fundamental law, so that it can emerge as a completely free spiritual being if it pursues its final goal. And thus the human being's external shape will in fact always be the same because it is God's creation. However, the human being himself will, due to the awakening of the soul, due to the spiritual substance's various degrees of development, demonstrate an entirely diverse character, and the opportunity of change is available to him throughout his earthly life so that, at the end of his physical life, he no longer needs to be the same as he was at the beginning of his earthly course of life. His outer appearance also changes, but always in accordance with divine law. But the spiritual being within the person, which gives life to the person in the first place, can shape itself in many different ways and will neither be forced nor prevented by divine will. In addition, the human being also has the opportunity to shape his own creations in accordance with his will. If his will subordinates itself to divine will, these creations will be expedient again and contribute to his higher development, since everything in accordance with divine will leads towards spiritual perfection. Shaping his own character will progress faster when a human being occupies himself productively and creatively on earth, thus subordinating himself to the great divine law of releasing the bound spiritual substances, even if he is unaware of his achievement. Throughout the duration of earthly life, God also gives the human being the ability to use his inflowing energy of life in order to develop new creations. The divine law rests in every human heart, but it can also be deliberately ignored. Nevertheless, subordinating himself to this law understandably has to be beneficial for the human being who is using his strength in accordance with God's will. But he is also responsible for the direction of his will, because he has been given freedom of will and intelligence, and because divine will was placed into his heart, which he thus should recognize and obey if he wants to be able to continue to exist before God when accountability is demanded of him one day. He will be answerable for the expedient use of his divinely created external form as well as for the creations which he voluntarily brought into being, because everything has to be in accordance with God's will and thus serve the higher development of the spiritual essence, or its inexpediency will be in opposition to God's will. Amen.